The recent provincial announcement easing restrictions has allowed some changes to the operations at the BWG Leisure Centre. What's changed as of November 1st? Pre-booking requirements. Pre-booking will no longer be required for the following activities: drop-in swimming activities, lane swim, leisure swim and parent and tot swim. Drop-in gymnasium activities, drop-in leisure skating activities, general fitness center usage, access to the track, cardio equipment and strength room. Pre-booking will still be required for the following: all group fitness classes, including Aquafit. Bookings will continue to open on Sunday at 9 a.m. for the following week. Capacity restrictions. COVID capacity limits on most activity areas have been lifted. However, general capacity limits are in place for health and safety purposes, i.e. space available for programmed activities and fire codes. We will be very slowly and gradually increasing capacity in group fitness classes. Membership starting December 1st, regular membership fees will resume. COVID memberships will be available until November 30th. View membership fees here. All previous fitness memberships, both monthly and annual, remain on hold. When you are ready to reinstate your membership, please contact the Leisure Center at leisurecenter@townofbwg.com or 905-775-7529. Next. 6007. Entry. In order to access activity areas, participants need to check in at the customer service desk to either scan their membership card, or pay for a drop-in activity and obtain a wristband. Those who do not currently have a membership card will be able to get a new one at the customer service desk. Change room. Use the male, female and family, co-ed change rooms will now be available for regular use. Advantage change rooms will reopen starting December 1st when Advantage memberships resume. Lockers will be open and available for use. Wipes will be available for patrons to clean the lockers. View a full description of changes to aquatic programs here. What's remained the same? Patrons entering the facility still need to check in at the access attendant desk to show proof of vaccination and ID, click for details and exemptions, complete a COVID pre-screening. All patrons in the facility will be required to wear a mask, except when you are engaged in physical activity. Regular cleaning and sanitization will continue throughout the day.